whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 361 on Saturday, June the 8th, 2024. Or if you're over here in little old goldest Aussie land, it is Sunday the 9th. Welcome, chat. We have got a Chris and a Fair here. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for being here. Appreciate that very much. Not sure who else is in the chat. Hang on, let's bring this over, see if I can see. Any names? No, there's a hell of a lot of bots. Crazy. Gold Queen, good morning. Just turned Sunday 9th in UK. Absolutely. Good morning. Good morning, my friend. It's been a while. Hope you are well. Thank you for joining us. Thank you very much for joining us. Anyway, a couple of things we're going to do today. As I was just saying earlier in like pre-show chat, that we're going to jump on and just do a Dark Moon Fair playthrough, because the last time I did it on the Iron, on the Pacifist that I streamed for the Tauren, aka Torahi contest in tribute to Tiber, my little girl that I ran through, I didn't know for the first hour that there was no sound, because my sound had bugged. So I thought we'd give the version of having kind of like a live version. And if we've got anyone new listening, just to understand what it's about, what you can do. So I found a tune that I haven't hopped on for a little while because I haven't had a lot of chance to play. And you'll probably remember. So let me log into the game. So just bear with me. I did turn everything down, but if it's a bit too high, let me know as soon as the loading screen, the login screen comes up. Because, as you guys would be aware, for me, I play with all the sounds. I cannot play without having music. I have to have all the sounds. Okay, can you hear? And it, let me know if you can hear the music. I'm on the login screen. Let me just swap. Bear with me. I'm doing different things today, ladies and gentlemen, whoever's there, everyone, you know, peoples. All right, let me, hey, sound, must have all the sounds. Sounds are important. Okay, can you hear? Because as I said, I've turned everything right down for me, so I can just hear it. Little drop there, that's it. I had a look and she hadn't gone, because first off, I had to find a tune that was, that could take professions. So I was limited, looking at making sure it's not an iron. I don't have any live green men or working being the one I was thinking of, because I think the last one I killed off at like 40 something, and that was before, I think that was in Shadowlands, and she was at that time like 50 something, and now she's back to low. Good morning, Mrs. Rakuru. Hello. So then I was hoping that I was going to have a pacifist that was nearby. I mean, obviously we've got the big girl I've already done it on. Couldn't jump on her. This is the, see, I haven't had a chance to log into them. That's the big Tauren, my horde. That was the little Druid Alliance. Then we've got my Bloods that, again, I still haven't looked at. Interesting. I'm going to talk about her later. Passy leader was the first Horde Druid pacifist. She's now the bank turn, I think, for Horde side. So she died. I can't remember how she died, but I've got a feeling it was a pretty stupid death. That I did something really stupid. As you do, you know, which is probably like 98% of the time. When I die, it's normally my own stupid bloody fault. Yeah. So then this is Passy Leety, who I ran for the contest in tribute to Tiber. So that was the pacifist one. And then Drop Bear. I've got a feeling I'd started Drop Bear after, I don't think it was for a contest, but I think we were talking about pacifist or something after one of the previous pacifist contests, and I'd made her when we could do Passy Pandas. Yeah, so I'd made her, and I hadn't got back to playing her, but she's definitely pacifist. I logged into the website to make sure she was. It's when you made Fairbear. Awesome. And yes, and she's got her professions, so I was like, good. Now, has she been to Darkmoon Fair? And I actually was right near where the Darkmoon Fair mage was that gives you the quest to go to Darkmoon Fair. So I was like, excellent. Well, Darkfu. Yep, show title right there, right? Darkfu. Hang on, I won't remember it. Let me turn my page in my little notebook. I'm gonna have to get a new notebook. Look, this is, I've only got like 6 pages left. I'm gonna have to get a new notebook. All right, so let me write down Darkfu. Newest faction, don't you know? Alright. So, let's do the... I picked up the quest yesterday when I popped on her. And she has... So, let's jump in. Let's go have a look. And I thought we'd do the run-through. So, I kept thinking all morning. Leader, remember, you need to get Flower. Because she's got cooking. I'm pretty sure, yeah, she's got cooking. So I need to take some Flower down, because you know what it's like. You get all the way down there, you go over, you grab the, you know, for the crunchy frogs, and then you're like, I haven't got any Flower. And at least Alliance side, Mr. T, I pity the food, especially that dark food. Oh, Gold Queen, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So, again, I'm not sure how much you can hear of the game. But, again, I hope the levels, if you can hear, aren't too bad. But let's have a look at professions. So, just to show. So, we've got herbalism. We've got mining. We've got the cooking, we've got the fishing, but at least this will give the run through. And again, I already had that, so I must have picked them up when I first started playing her. And it's funny, I ran over, I only had the one bag. So I thought, so last night I ran over to get myself a herb pouch and a mining sack. And I had 140 gold, so I must have made some money with the herbs on the auction house when I was playing her, because I had 140 gold. So I was like, sweet. I was like, I got some money. I'm going to go and get myself just a couple of bags just to make things, because all I had was the backpack. So I thought, well, that's cool. So the only thing I don't have is archaeology on her, but normally I don't pick up archaeology until the pacifist is higher. And a lot of times by that stage, I've probably, you know, killed them off or whichever. But pacifists I normally will look at around about probably the 30 to 40 level that I try and then look at picking up archaeology. Once they can fly, yeah, because some of those zones, if you can just dive in and then quickly, you know, get on your mount and go. At the moment, she's only level 13, so she definitely can't fly. But you know, she's on her cute little panda mount. So, flower. We need to get flower. There should be flower down at Goldshire, correct? The trade person in Goldshire. Yeah. And this is the one thing. Let's go. Let's run. I want to get out of the city because obviously she's a pacifist. We don't want a proxy kill. That will absolutely flag her. The vendor by the cart. Yep. Hello, Stormwind. There is truly something about... Even though you guys know, I am diehard horde is, you know, my leader is my first love out of everything. Even my husband knows that. But there is something I remember playing, you know, I had a human warlock leader for quite some time when the Oceanic servers started back in, you know, vanilla. And I played on Oceanic Alliance side for nearly, I'm going to say 18 months. And the first time I walked through the gate and coming up, and obviously it's a lot different now to what it was back then, but there is just something. The same with Ogrimmar. The first time I walked up to Ogrimmar, I was like, hot damn, I have this place. Well, I already had that place when Leda was born in Deathknell. The graveyard. Like, seriously, I was like, I am so in. 20 years later, still playing. But coming across the... oh, good. Oh, look, my rare. That's working. That's fantastic. So that's always those reminder marks of nostalgic memories that come back, you know. I don't know if you guys find that, but every single time that I'm on a tune, if I'm somewhere and there's that memory of, I remember, you know, such and such, so... Alright, so let's go to the trade supplier. We've got enough. We'll grab some simple flour. Constantly, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. That's all we need, isn't it? Yes. Because we don't need the fishing baubles for the, fishing. Remember when we had to do, on the fishing, Dark Moon Fair fishing quest, we had to take 10 shiny baubles and lures? So yeah, you didn't take the mage portal from a Stormwind mage, yeah. For the leatherworking one, you made bears, make bears for prizes. That would feel a little bit weird doing that on the panda, with baubles for eyes. Yes. Alright, let's go. As I said, by rights, I, yep, there's the achievement. So this is the first time she's come here, so yay, I picked the right tune. I was looking yesterday on one of the other tunes when I realized that that tune was an iron that I hadn't taken here, and I was like, well, I need to do, like, the professions, like, just to show. I could probably do the bass, but the main thing is just to show on, for those that don't know, you know, with the Dark Moon Fair box, that's the big one. Something about this place, as I said, I wish this was a permanent feature. I would be so very happy to have Lita's Hearthstone here every single time. Where am I going? Going too far. Alright, so let's come in a little bit. There she is. Looking cute! Alright, so we need to go see Gelvis Grimegate. Awesome name. So, we're going to hand in the quest, and he's going to give us some tickets. Alright? So, if we have a look at the currency, we got 5 tickets for that. We've got the... Now, on a passy, I don't care about the Adventurer's Guide, but I normally always just keep that... I just keep it. It's kind of like she's... The pacifists are just carrying around a book. Because they like to read. My pacifists, you know, I'm a reading kind of person. So I like kind of having that as a book in their backpack in case they need to, you know, take some chill time and want to read. So that is cat like... canon in my head for each of my tunes, but for those that can, you know, like your, obviously Bloodthirsties aren't coming down and picking up the quest, but for your Irons, for your Working Man, you know, they're going to be able to utilize that by getting your Grizzly Trophies and all of that kind of stuff. But we don't want Grizzly Trophies for a pacifist, just saying. So yeah. Alright, so we know we've got 5 tickets. So what we want to do is we want to talk to Gelvis, and Gelvis has got a Dark Moon storage box, which is a 16 slot bag, which, you know, when you're just starting off as a little baby challenge toon, not a Bloodthirsty. Cannot do this on Bloodthirsty. You will flag yourself. But on the other challenge tunes, if you've just started off or you've got your backpack, you haven't been able to kill any rares, or it's fairly new and you just haven't had a chance to... Nothing's dropped one. You know, a 6 slot, an 8 slot. Don't have enough money on the auction house. This will give you a little bit of a buffer, which again, on a brand new tune, when you've got started off and you've got like 2 silver and 3 copper, you know you can't afford to even buy a vendor bag. So Dark Moon Fair is very good for this. So what you want to do is you want to buy a Dark Moon storage box. Now, as I said, I had bought bags because I had a little bit of money and I was like, sweet. So normally that would go into, hang on, let me put that there. That normally that would go into your bag, create your bag. So it's already there. So then each time what I would do is take it out, put it back into my backpack, sell it back to them. You're going to get 2 gold 50 for selling that back. Okay? So now that it's gone, because that box is unique, you can't have more than one at any given time. we can buy another one. We've still got 4 tickets. So we buy another one. We say, yep. It's going to go straight into the slot. I'm going to drag it up there. Sometimes you can just pick it up and drag it. I just like to do the physical. I'm selling it back. Again, it's kind of like that in my head, a little role play. It's like, yes, I'll buy this. And now I'm going to sell it back to you. So that's my little headcanon. Sell it back. Another 2 gold 50. So at the moment, we've got 5 gold just from those. But we know we've still got 3 more tickets. So we can buy another one, and then if you want, we can bring it up, sell it back. So see how I did that one? I just picked it straight up, dropped it over in Galvis's, and he gave me the money back. We've still got 2 tickets, so I can buy one more here, and again, sell it back. So we're at 7 gold 50. Sell it back. We're now at 10 gold. Now, normally for most of my tunes, I will buy the last one and hang on to that one. Because then that gives you your extra bag, which has got 16 slot. So that can stay in there. If you've been making money, you've got a bit of money, whatever, you might want to sell it back. So that's fine, all right? But that's what it is. Now, the other good thing about is every time you get tickets, so you can also put them on the auction house. Yep, they're not bind on pickup, so they're not a BOP. They are just a bag. So you can definitely, try. Some people, I remember Doc Moonfair starting, and some people were like selling them for like 50 gold and stuff. I'm talking, this is a while ago, but, they are unique, which means that you can only have one on you. I think you can also have one in the mail from memory. Yeah, it's one of those things that you've got to be careful of. So, if I do, let's do the crunch in the frog. So, if we do the crunchy frog, well, I'm not going to worry about the other one for the moment. We know that we've got our flower, because we bought our flower down. I don't have to turn around and go racing back to buy flour. Tastes like chicken. Absolutely. So you can have them in your mail plus your equipped one. Okay, good to know, Fair. Crunchy chicken. Exactly. So the main thing to remember is just, I try and have at least, 20, 40 flour when I've got the money on the tune to have it in my bag prepared. Doesn't always remember. But the main thing is that for Alliance, you've got that trade vendor that's right there in Goldshire. You can grab it for. Horde does not have that in Mogul. You've got to run back up to Thunderbluff and find, basically go up to the second level, find the, I normally go to the cooking vendor, grab the flour and come back down. Yeah, good idea. I buy it every time, but I'm Alliance usually. Yeah, it is harder in Horde side because it's not straight outside. Which, a little frustrating sometimes, especially when you get all the way down here and you're like, I've got to go all the way, then I've got to go up the elevator. Don't fall off the elevator. Go up to level 2, like level 1. So if you say ground level and then the next level, it's like, God damn it, every time. All right, so let's just do this. She's not vegan. passy. She's like, I'm just going to do everything. But she hasn't got, I haven't picked a spec on her. And at the moment I was going to, the base on her was going to be basically, I was going to try not to unless I absolutely had to. So at the moment, she's nothing. If that makes sense. Again, she's a pacifist, so she's not killing anything. I think I'll be fine not to have any spec. But again, I've not had a lot of time to play her, so... Sorry, excuse me. So we'll see, but... That's a definite, what class is she? She's Hunter. So, I think, remember, I'd done a poll. And, yeah, so, she doesn't have a pet. She's got absolutely nothing at this stage. I don't know if I want to get a pet on her. As I said, she's only level 13. She's only a baby. I haven't done a lot of playtime with her, and again, I haven't had a lot of playtime in WoW period, so she's just there, ready to go when I need it. Yep. Hunter pets scare me as a passy. Yeah. True. And at this stage, I'd probably more utilize just having a little, battle pet. But not a battle pet, you know, like just one of those pets out as her pet for the moment. But we'll see. We'll see. Companion pet, yeah. Give me a sec. I gotta blow my nose. Sorry, guys. Give me a sec. Okay, hopefully I muted and you didn't hear that. Anyway, so we've done the crunch in the, putting the crunch in the frog. So that's fine. Now, when you hand this in, so yes, we're going to get, guess what? We didn't. Good. We're going to get 3 more tickets. Now, if I kill off this character, see all the stuff that sits in your currency, it's going to become worthless. Right? So if I don't do anything about those tickets, that's 7 gold 50. That's mine. Does that make sense? So I'm going to go back to Galvis and anytime that I do a quest here and I get tickets, I'm going to do the same thing. So, hang on. Go away. So, I'm going to sell back because, again, we've got 3 tickets. We're going to buy another one. Sell another one, buy it, and we should still have one, right? Sell it back, and bought. Oh, buy. Okay, so now that's grayed out. So I've used all my tickets, and I'm back to still having one that I can use. But every time, and obviously on a pacifist, there's quests we're not going to do, like the fair quests. So if we go down, I definitely don't ride the roller coaster or the carousel. We don't do that. Okay, because that gives you the buff. Buff is not allowed for a challenge turn, period. You can do that on any non-challenge turns, and you know, I'm not a fan of the roller coaster with my vertigo and the way that my head plays. It's not a fun experience. The carousel normally is what I'll take later on. And sometimes I'll just plant her on there, walk away, make a coffee, come back. She hasn't moved. The good thing about just walking away, if you've left your normal tune on the carousel, is that that 60 minutes doesn't, like, the time hasn't started to tick down. So if you walk away and haven't logged out, it sits on sticky 60 minutes until you've left the carousel. So that's sometimes what I'll do on later. It's like, okay, it's time to make coffee. I'll plan her on on the carousel and go from there. All right, so looking at Dark Moon Fair, we've got the Whack-A-Knoll. Nope, for a passy. Nope, absolutely not. They will count as kills. Absolutely not. Stay well aware, way from that. Now, this one for the cannon, nope. Won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I have personally had the problems where I even took leader one time, where I got shot over and where the, just past that, this big one here, where the trees are, she stopped midair. I hadn't touched anything. She stopped midair and fell and died. Now that's on my main. I have also had it happen on, don't think I've had it happen on a challenge tune, but there was one time I did fall on a challenge tune. I think it might have been a green. And I think the only saving grace was I fell into the tree. So I took damage, but because I hadn't fallen right down to the ground, and having the green gear on, I had enough that she didn't die, but my God, that was enough to be like, challenge tunes, nope, no cannons whatsoever. So, you know, that's no cannons. That's to go to the carousel. We don't want the carousel for a challenge tune. Very cute. Love it. It's been one of my favorite things. I can ride a carousel fine. That doesn't throw my vertigo. But that's okay. You know, you get that. This guy, if you've got archaeology, if you've got the stuff to turn into him for archaeology, fine. A lot of times I don't really worry too much about that. Even on my normal tunes, because it's not fun. Alright, so this is the shooting one. So he gives you two quests to go find something for a normal quest, as well as the game one, to do the shooting. Now, for me, on a pacifist and fair, you could probably tell me, I don't think it's like the Whack-A-Knoll, or have they changed it? But I'm paranoid on the pacifist that I don't want to be shooting something, pretend shooting, and for it to count. So I don't do that on a pacifist. On an iron, fine, don't have a problem. But on the pacifist, definitely don't do that. The same with the Tonks, because I would hate to have, because you're getting in there as a Tonk and killing, you know, sometimes you got to kill the air balloon and the other Tonk. I would hate that if Blizzard changed things in the back end, that would compromise my challenge tune. So anything that's got a killing on here, I don't touch. Definitely for the pacifist, I do not pick up the grizzly trophies at all. I don't touch that. If I'm on the iron, if I'm on the green, if I'm on a working man, sure. Not a problem. I normally will do the fishing, which is the other one that I haven't picked up. We're not going to worry about that one today. So normally that would be something that I'd pick up, depending on the tune. This is the fly through the circles. Yes, I do pick up that herbing. I haven't gone over there yet. Again, it's flying and you're relying on making sure that you get the buff to give you the power through. So don't do it on a challenge tune, on any of them. I don't do it. Hang on, just take around the back. I miss the fact that I like the old. I don't like the new. I always still miss the old. That will be the Gather the Dark Blossom. So yes, I will take that. And as I said, I'll come back and do those later. But I mostly wanted to just show you guys the storage bag box trick. Not really a trick, but you know what I mean. It can be the one thing that can be really just helpful for a challenge tune. So don't do that one. I normally don't do the hoops are probably okay, the ring toss, but again, sometimes I get really slow. I'm getting old, guys. Getting old. So sometimes I don't want to stand there and I have to go through it 3 times just to get the damn 5 rings on the thing. So a lot of times on the passy in particular, I don't worry about it. I am old. I am not that far behind you, my dear. So I totally get it. But if I'm going to fish, and depending on how busy it is, normally I'll just come down to one of these down here to do the fishing. And it's also a good spot. So, you know, I try and just be, if I'm on the passy, I'm trying to be away from other people because I don't want someone to hit me with some sort of proximity kill. Okay. Sometimes I'll even go up to the barge. Up there, if no one's around, I'll just go up and fish from there. And sometimes as a pacifist, it's really good if you find your little spot, wherever it is, whether it's here, whether it's along here. And again, I try and stay away from there because you've got people, you know, doing the cannon and they want to land around here. So try and pick a spot that's away from everyone, that's a little bit quiet, that hopefully no one's going to come up and like stand right next to me and start fishing or being annoying, so I can get my fishing skills up or whichever for that. So that's how I do it. That's how I know a lot of the stuff Fair has shared through her pacifist. She is our pacifist queen, after all. So I've learnt a lot of that from Fair and what she's done. I've also learnt that from many others who have done pacifist runs. So I just wanted to put it in a cohesive setting, so to speak. If there is anyone newish out there who didn't understand the Dark Moon Fair for a challenge tune, that would be the big thing. Fair says, I run my Torrin Passy up and down the coast fishing the pools. Yep. Fishing the pools is always helpful because you could get the boxes that give you extra, as well as if you're fishing up the bloated fish, because that's got a good chance of giving you a Dark Moon Fair Firewater, something, Thresher, thank you, and gold, so that's a good thing as well. And then anything else that you can sell back to the vendor to, again, get yourself a little stash of money to help. Dark Moon Firewater sells for a lot, and it's not BOP, so that's really good. There was one that they had changed, I remember, right? There was one of those elixir things that used to be not a BOP, and they've changed it. And now I just vendor it. I can't think of what it is. So yeah. So that's kind of what I do. As Fair said, a good idea is run up and down. Be very careful looking at the map. So obviously you've got Moonfang who patrols. So be very careful when you're around. That especially if there's people trying to take her down. And then you've got the other wolves around the place. So just be mindful of that. Also be careful if you're running around here. You've got the rabbit. And it's not a problem until they aggro it. Hey babe. You say hi to chat room. Execute says hello.
Hola.
Hola. He says hola. So yeah. He's on his, yeah, he'll be on his morning break. So, I'll have to catch him when he goes to lunch. But, yeah, so again, be mindful of the fact that you've got the rabbit. And I don't know how much they're hunting the rabbit to get the rare pet. Also, you've got Death Metal Knight, so try not to go in that area when it spawns. The good thing is, you know, it's normally the information is like area wide when they pop up. So they're things to just keep in mind. I'm just going to take it back to Goldshire and log out. But again, I just wanted to do that run through to say, okay, well, this is what you're looking at on a challenge turn, the things to be mindful of, to look at. The biggest thing, obviously, on a pacifist is making sure the times that you go there, you don't want a lot of people around. Hang on, let's have a seat. Here we go. Yes, I know you need to get closer. Look how cute she is. There she is. I've got the flight path, yeah. Because I must have been here at some stage. So I've definitely got that. But yeah, that's the main thing. So obviously, depending on what challenge you're doing, will allow for what you want to do and not want to do at Dark Moon Fair. But you can do the Dark Moon storage box on every challenge except for Bloodthirsty, because again that counts as a quest, and those initial ones you've got very small amounts, so you don't take your Bloodthirsty to Dark Moon Fair. And as I said, the bag is unique, but every time I do a quest and get tickets, I'll now always go over buy, sell until that last one. Because each time you're going to get 2 gold 50. If something happens to the tune, it's not really like I go, not like on Leader. I'll store up the tickets on Leader. Well, on Leader and Attila and Keeler and all my regulars to buy, you know, pets and mounts and things like that. But normally on a challenge tune, I don't want to have a lot of currency. So I'll get rid of it. And it gives you 2 gold 50. And then if you're like me, and if I lose the tune, and that tune ends up being a bank tune, or I'm going to strip that tune down, send off anything that's worthwhile to my bank tune, which includes the gold. Sorry, I needed a drink. I'm getting a dry throat. So, So, yeah. So, that's how I look at my challenge tunes now for Dark Moon Fair. So, hopefully that is helpful. It might give you something new to think about. It might not. But, again, I just wanted to put it in one place with some sound and show that process of what the Dark Moon storage box, how you do that. Okay, all right. So on that, let me log out of my little girl. Oh. All right. I'll just log out of WoW. Now that we don't need her for the moment, let me move things around because I've got my XSplits over here. I've got my show notes over there. I've got to move everything around again. Bye, Drop Bear. Have a drink. She'll probably want to have a chai latte because I've got a feeling that would be Drop Bear. A chai, maybe even a dirty chai latte. I could see that. Chai. Not a tea. Sorry. My girls will always be coffee drinkers. Hang on. Sorry. Got to mute. I got to blow my nose again. Okay, I should be back. So yeah. So that's what we've got for Dark Moon Fair. So again, hopefully that's helpful. Maybe that's given you some ideas for the next time. It ends, for me, it ends this afternoon. I'm going to say it ends around like my time. I think around about 6 p.m. Again, don't quote me. But it'll be midnight for you guys tonight. I think it is midnight my time, Pacific, Fair says. So you've got a few hours that, again, if you're wanting to start a challenge tune, if you've just started a new one and you've got time to run down a Dark Moon Fair, do it. Do it. All right. On that note, so let's talk about some news. So, to start off with, hang on, let me move my stuff. Hang on. Let's take a sip. Hey, Zale! Hey, Zale!
Coffee is my blood.
Yes. My blood type is coffee. Absolutely. Mm. Okay. Alright, so let's start off. We've got some congratulations. So, first off, I think it was last week or the week after the last show. Congratulations to Gertrude on becoming our fourth Dragonflight Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Hang on, I've lost. Where's my... Gertrude is Crimson's tune. Crimson has just leveled like 2 or 3 max levels in the last month. Has just gone boom, boom, boom with max levels tune. So they've had a few write-ups. The write-up on Gertrude is up on the website. And again, we must admit, we miss Nisi, our bloodthirsty queen. So we've only had 4 bloodthirsty max levels this expansion. There's times when I go, hot damn, 4, wow. And, you know, miss Nisi a lot doing her bloodthirsties, because she was just a pure absolute champion with Bloodthirsty. So so it's nice to see that Crimson made it through with Gertrude. So fantastic. Not only that, a few days ago, our very own illustrious Pacifist Queen herself, Fair, leveled Ferrarin. I think I got it right. Becoming our 17th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge Champion. So Fair has hit another green. Well done. Hang on, where's my little... And I have the write-up. The write-up will go up after I've done all the show stuff today. The write-up for Fair's Tune will go up. So I'll do that later this afternoon. So, well done. That is awesome. So congratulations to Crimson and to Fair. Well done. All right. Bit more news. Now, there wasn't a huge amount when I went to look. I really struggling with Wowhead. Can anyone tell me if they're also having this problem? Maybe it's just me. I've got a lot of stuff going on. So when I want to sit down and look at bits and pieces, I was like, where the bloody hell is everything? We've got Live, we've got The War Within, we've got like Kata classic stuff, and sometimes it's really hard to find the information that I want to look. Maybe I was just tired, I don't know. Yep, Diablo, there is so much, and it's fantastic that they have so much information, but trying to pinpoint or to filter exactly what I was trying to look for was, I just found it difficult. Not that anyone from Wowhead's listening, but could we have some filter options, please, if anyone's ever listens, please. Just better filtering, please. Thank you. So, the War Within beta has started. If you've got, you know, the digital edition, etc., etc. Anyway, if anyone is out there doing testing and what is going to be making notes for challenge tunes, please let me know. I have got a Google folder which has got all of the I've got documents for all of the challenges, so whichever one that you're, you know, if you're testing iron, you can put some thoughts and feedback about what you're finding there, blood, passies, all of that. So, if you want to help get some information, please let me know and I can add you to that. I'll need your email. I think it is just the email. I haven't even looked. I think I've probably got it. Again, I just have not had time. I don't know how much time I'm going to have to look at beta. Life is just a little bit crazy. It's been like this at the moment between work and home. Like everything's good. It's just busy. There's a lot going on. At the moment, I've got, my parents are up in Mackay having a little holiday with my brother and his wife, so, which is fantastic. They flew up on, I dropped them out to the airport on Wednesday just gone. So they're having a wonderful time. They're getting to see not only one of their grandkids, but their great grandkids. Sorry, excuse me. So I've mum and dad have been sending lots of photos, which is fantastic. I'm glad that they're getting some of that, because mum and dad both feel that's probably this will be their last trip up there. They're both, you know, in their early to mid 70s, And, you know, they don't think they'll be able to make it back up there. But it's good that they can spend the time with my brother. So that's fantastic. And to see the kids and the grand and the great grandkids, which is wonderful. So yeah, so if anyone's getting back on track later, so yeah, if anyone's doing any beta testing, any testing whatsoever, please, and wants to add some information, please let me know. I can get you access to that. And it's always helpful because we don't know how things are going to roll out for the next expansion. It can help us make decisions as to how the challenges are going to look. Sometimes we have to make those hard decisions. Sometimes we make decisions that we know are going to affect the challenges in the long run. Because, you know, once you make a decision, there's no going back. We don't reverse it. So if we say, yes, specs are allowed, we then can't pull going, oh, well, now we can't, no one can have specs. So, you know, so when it's looking at what decisions have to be made for the challenges, having as much information from different people and how they find things is really helpful. So again, let me know. All right. Also, I know this will kick off before the next show, but Midsummer Fire Festival will be starting on the 21st at 10 a.m. It will go until the 5th of July till 10 a.m. So, we know Midsummer Fire Festival is very, again, very popular for challenge tunes. At this stage, I've got the guide, but the guide has not been updated. So this was the Wowhead guide, but when I checked last night, all they've got is they've updated the dates for this year, but there's no information in the guide pertaining to what changes coming in 2024. Now, as we have seen with quite a few of the world events that have been happening since, when did that start? Brewfest? Fair? Or has it only been this year? I feel like it started late. Brewfest. Blizzard has been changing some of the stuff, which has impacted Halloween for sure. Yes. So at this stage, I don't know, because so we'll probably talk a bit about it and hopefully have some idea by the next show. So like anything, your best thing is if it drops, please take a scouting tune, a non-challenge tune, just in case if things have changed. We do not want to lose a live challenge tune to something that has changed. Okay, so I'm just putting it out there. If you're going to go and play it, go test until we've had time to, you know, look at it. Maybe there's no changes. If there's no changes, sweet. But if there are, and just going on previous, just tread warily, do your scouting and see how it goes. And then hopefully we'll do a little bit of talking about it for the next show. Okay, all right. Let's get into the state of the challenges. And boy, it has been, I'm guessing there's still a lot of people playing Remix or Classic. Don't know. But for Irons, we had a full lot of 10 Irons. So at number 10, we had Iron List 2 at level 25. No, all of the above. Yes, Chris, exactly. Very true. Number 9 is Angst. Angst. At level 25, RIP. 8 is Iron Dawn at level 28. My throat's getting dry. You can tell. Winter is here, so sorry. Stuffy nose, dry throat. Number 7, Pod Therapy, level 36. 6 is Immortal Knight at level 41. That's a cool name. Like that. Like that. That's very cute. Number 5, Iron Wand at level 43. Please tell me that's like a mage. Has to please tell me. I just can see a mage. Number 4 is Little Exia, level 51, RIP. Number 3 was, I think Zion said it's like a Russian name. It means Mr. Hunter, at level 52. Number 2 is Pringle Pants. Love that name. That's so cute. Level 56. Sour cream is the best. Sour cream and chives. Sour cream and chives is the best. Just saying. Pringle. And number 1 is Sizzippy War at level 57, RIP. Okay. We have got 3 bloods. Zaya, I hope you're there because I've got a question for you. In a minute. Number 3. Silver Bones at level 17. Number 2, Blood Leader. Wonder who that is. Level 31, Yellow Flagged. Apparently, too many quests completed. It's interesting. Because I did log on to her. I didn't do anything. I logged on to her. And I logged off. Apparently, that's my big girl. That's my big girl. I'm now yellow flagged. I'm like, what? Anyway. If that's the case, I'm absolutely gutted. But anyway, we will see. She's not done anything. I've just logged into her. That's was my first and my big pass, blood. So, that don't show until you log in, yeah. Most probably I'm hoping that it just doesn't, says too many quests completed, so. She hasn't done any quests since, like, forever, so. And number 1 was Gertrude, level 70, and becoming our 4th Dragonflight Bloodthirsty Challenge Champion. Just gonna say, I will get back to my bloods. One of these days. You know, that rested is going to be so good. I should have like 2 years rested. Can it just keep accruing? Doesn't, but you know. I live in hope. I live in hope. All right, pacifist. We had 5. That would be nice, I know. We had 5 pacifists. So we had at number 5, Mort at level 15. That's funny. That's my dad's nickname. Mort. Yeah, his workmates would call him Mort. Mm. Number 4 is Feralock at level 21. I'm guessing that's a fair tune. Warlock? You're Tauren. Nice. Number 3. Oh, you're rogue. Gotcha. Contest turn. Gotcha. Number 3 is Careful at level 38. Great name. Number 2 is Passy Gnome at level 39. Number 1. Gotta watch this one. Looking forward to this. Azzy Passy at level 44. Go Azzy. All right, he's doing another pacifist. He already won the contest. It's fantastic. I know he's busy. I think I saw him on playing green. I'm pretty sure he's been busy on greens. Anyway, we'll find out in a minute. Working men. We had 6 working men. Smith Moray at level 10. 5 is Hyprocht, level 11. Again, apologies if I'm butchering names, guys. I'm trying my best. Number 4 is Kaidan. Kaidan at level 19, RIP. Number 3 is Iron Bow at level 32. 2 is Ferona at level 63. Then number 1 is a Fair Dawana at level 66. Well done, Fair. Excellent. All right, greens. We have got 6 greens. 6 is Gulpers at level 22. 5 is Jane Doe at level 35. 4 is Azzy Grr at level 37, but red flagged because one rare slot was equipped. So something happened there. But at number 3 is Azzy Gurren at level 44. And then at number 2 is Azzy Green at level 64. So I don't know which turn he's going on, but looks like he's got two live greens. He's busy. He's trying to catch Stir. That's what he's doing. He's trying to catch Stir and Zaya. And Fair. He's gone mad with challenging again. Fantastic. Go Azzy. Number 1 is Ferron at level 70, who became our 17th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge champion. All right, tins. There was 2 tins. Polterhide at level 12 and Helguin at level 62. And then there was 1 team, and that was an iron team. Twigs at level 20, but RIP. So damn shame on that. We haven't, there's not a lot of luck on the teams, eh? Mind you, trying to, you understand why, trying to coordinate. I know, remember when Execute and I did teams and I got us killed far too many times. We still got married, like, so obviously something went okay, but yeah, there was a couple of those deaths that was, completely my fault, and yeah, made a bad call. There was one he made. I'm just trying to think what that was. I know that there was one that he completely, something happened and he completely got us killed, but most of the deaths on the team was because I did something stupid. Yeah, you get that. Anyway, all right, let's go. Sorry, apologies. Chris, if you need to go sleep, go sleep. Chit chat. All right, I found one funny. Blood Leader is not found on the armory at the moment. Okay. All right, I'll look at that later. She's right there. That's weird. I'll have to log into her again. All right. So this one I thought might appeal to, I don't know. Let's say, it's what did one math book say to the other? I've got so many problems. It was just a little cute. A little cute math joke. I thought it might tickle some of his fancies. Exactly. Alright. If I've missed anything, let me know. Can't count on him. Execute told me one last night that was really cute, but I, for the life of me, can't think of what it was. I have to, unless I say to him, can you please send that to me? I don't remember. And he's with him busy working. I don't want to message him. So, because, you know, sometimes I get busy and I don't want to cause that while he's working. On that note, I would like to say that, can you guys believe and execute, and our third year wedding anniversary is Wednesday. I know a lot of you were there for the wedding, as in online when we streamed it, and have known the story and a lot of the background. So, yeah, 3 years, I know, crazy, and we still like each other. Well, we love each other, but, you know, we're still going really well. He's, as I said, he's busy working, and we do manage to have some time together. I don't think, last year for our anniversary, we went and did golf, like putt-putt golf. He is very helpful, absolutely. I'm very blessed that, once again, it was all from not only him being in the community, but, me live streaming, playing on, goodness, was it a blood? I can't remember. I know I was in Wetlands. Can't even remember what tune I was on. I know I was in Wetlands. I was streaming on Twitch, on my account, on my Twitch account later. And he popped into chat and basically said, do you want to do a team with me? And I said, for sure. The rest is history. Which is also part of our ceremony. That's where it all started, even though I think at that stage he'd already maxed out 2 max level, 3 max level challenge zones. Yeah. But he's, you know, he jumps around. He's not like me. I am a WoW girl. WoW is my game. World of Warcraft is my game. You know, it's the place that gives me, I don't know if you guys find it, it's the place that if I've got the time, even if I just log in and spend 5 minutes, whether I'm in Ogrimmar, whether I take off to my spot in Negrand, whether I've got a spot over on Dragon Isles, like I have certain spots within the game that just give me peace. Time out. My husband he jumps around from a lot of different games. At the moment, he's not playing WoW. You know, and he's playing lots of other games. Like, that's what he does. He's always been like that. But for me, WoW is my game. And when I don't get to log into my game, I get a little bit shitty. And it's a bit like that with just the way that with work and my hours and things like that. So I'm not getting as much WoW time as you guys know, and it hurts. It hurts my heart, because there's some nights I just want to log into leader. I want to go and sit in the grand on my floating mat, on my floating island, and just look out at the twin moons and just have 5 minutes. And trust me, do that. WoW is my home away from home, or my home in home, within home, if that makes sense. So, yeah, it is what it is, you know. Execute and I, 3 years on Wednesday, so that's very exciting. And you guys, I know, have been a part of our community, has been a part of our history, so to speak. So I just wanted to share that with you. We celebrate our anniversaries are celebrated in traditional for gifts. So I got him, he wanted a leather jacket. I got him a lovely leather jacket, best to buy it in summer because it's a good price. He will tell you, I am a bargain shopper. I don't like paying full price for anything. So I will always try and find the absolute best deals. and he got me a absolutely stunning bag that turns into a backpack and is massive and I love it. So we're very, very, very happy with that. Next year, do you say it was linen or something next year? So yeah, anyway, we'll have to think about what we're going to do on that. But yeah, this year we decided instead of buying something for us together as a couple, we'd buy each other like our treat thing, so to speak. So yeah, so that's what we got. All right. Well, I think I've prattled on for far too long today, but again, I just wanted to share a little bit of that with you guys, because you guys have been on the journey with us, and we're still, you know, we're still going strong, we're still going, which is great. Yeah, so I'll tell him you all sent best wishes for that, which that will make him smile, I'm sure. All right, so let's do, where's my little hearty heart? Hearty heart to you all. All right, so to our wonderful Iron Elites, to everyone who contributes to help keep the lights on for the website, thank you, thank you. Hearts to you all. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Leader, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rod, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wanima, Zaya, Zep. Thank you very much. It helps tremendously. So thank you very, very much. Also to the amazing WoW Challenges team. Without you guys, I couldn't do this. So all the help that you give on a daily basis to not only keep my sanity and just to deal with things that I'm busy dealing with IRL with, thank you very much. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Stir, Zaya. I cannot say thank you enough. Thank you. To Zaya and Rod, our Code Wardens, again, thank you for the behind the scenes things. Again, without you guys, we wouldn't be. So appreciate everything that you do for that. For everyone here that hung out, thank you for giving some of your time today. I know the episode was, I wasn't expecting it to be quite this long, but thank you for hanging out with me. I appreciate that. Chatter is always fun. You guys are a great bunch, and I appreciate you all so much. So thank you for being here. All right, so I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Hang on. 2 weeks, hang on. Let me do bunny ears over the heart. which will be Saturday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. I will have a guest. So Armor Shaper is going to come back and have a bit of a chat with us and tell us what he's been up to. So we're going to catch up with him then, which will be exciting. We haven't spoken to him in some time. And did he come fourth on the contest? Sorry, excuse me. Stop dogging, Leader. Your throat's getting dry. He was during the contest, I'm sure. Yes, he did. Thank you, Chris. I knew you'd remember. So we'll have a chat to him, see how he fared, what things he did within the contest. And, also I'll be catching up with our Miss Chris is going to come and help me with the show, next show with Emma Shaper. So thank you in advance. Thank you. So that's good. All right. On that note, wowchallenges.com, all of the information for socials, etc., etc. Pop over there. Where you can find me, easiest thing is Linktree/LetaWell, which is LeeTawow. I'm LetaWow across a lot of things, but not necessarily on everything. But if you want to find me, if you need to send me questions, send to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Message me directly. You can send it to my email, leaderwow@gmail.com. If you've got screenshots, information pertaining to beta, if you want to jump into having, you know, some access to putting information for beta, again, please let me know. I can add you to the Google Docs, and any help on that score will be fantastic. All right, a last thank you to Mr. Nisi and to Execute for our intro and outros. We love them. We appreciate them. We're very lucky to have a lot of talented people in our community and around our community. So thank you to both of them for that. We appreciate that. Oh, it's good timing. I'm nearly out of my coffee. So, yeah. It's all chocolatey down the bottom. Because of the mocha. I did stir it, but it seems to settle. All right. Lastly, before I go, again, appreciate you, Chris. Thank you. And Fair, please, it was fantastic to see you, Fair. Please rest well, okay? I won't say anything other than that, but thinking of both of you wonderful women, thank you for being in my life. Appreciate that. And certainly to Zaya, who is always busy, always around, and answering all of my hard questions that I throw in the issues channel. Thank you. Thank you for sorting those things. Again, greatly appreciate them. So for now, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, so the 22nd. And please, the big thing is, please stay safe, both in and out of game. And I will catch you then. All right, let's do it. Where is my outro? Bye, guys. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.